Hey guys, and welcome to another live episode of Mostly Peaceful Latinas. I'm your host, Bella.
And I'm Linda.
And we have so much to discuss today.
Live episode.
Before we get started, Linda's going to get the live part together. Remember, this is all new for us, guys. But we've got so much to talk about, but we're going to give people a couple of minutes to come into the chat. In the meantime, let's...
Is it live?
Yeah, we're live.
Angel?
We're live? Yeah, no. Is this live? Is this thing on? In the meantime, guys, please smash the subscribe button. Smash that subscribe button. Let us know that you're on. Let us know if you can hear us. I'm just going to share that we are live. Say hello in the chat. Let us know that you are in the chat.
I think there's one person. Let's wait a little bit longer. I'm going to go on my...
Say hello in the chat. Let us know that you...
Hey, Raina. Hey, guys. Come on in. Make yourself at home. Just sending out a little message so that other people can join us and know that we are now, in fact, live. We got so much to discuss, guys. So much is going on.
Let me see.
Boom. Here we go.
All right. Let me go to my Instagram. Hi, guys. Hi, Eric. Dom. Six people. We're going to wait a little bit till people come inside and we can start. In the meantime, if you haven't subscribed, please hit that subscribe button. Please share our content. And let me see how I look. By the way, I've been working all day in the sun. Like, you guys have no idea. It's been the craziest day.
Tell us what kind of like outdoor activities have you been doing, Linda?
I had to do I'm helping this brand. It's actually a really cool brand called 28, and they're an app for women, and it's basically cycle syncing. So you put your last period date, and it's going to tell you how to work out and give you daily workouts based on your menstrual cycle, right? So a lot of women don't know that we have a 28-day like body cycle as opposed to men. They have like a 24-hour cycle. And so the same workouts that you do when you're not on your period and you're ovulating and you have a lot of energy are not supposed to be the same workouts that you do when you're like a PMSing or on your period. So because your hormones change. So if you are PMSing before you get your period, your body's actually already burning a lot more calories than like normally. So you're supposed to do like lighter workouts, you know, things like that.
I've heard about this before.
Versus when you are ovulating and you're like, what is it, you're producing more? I guess more like testosterone or whatever. And then you can do like higher intensity workouts. Sorry, Matt. They just asked me what I was doing today. So I was shooting content for that all day. Let me go on my story really quick.
We just want to let everybody know that we're here, guys. So just give us one moment.
A few minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. In the meantime, make yourself at home. Let us know. What do you guys think of the current situation with Kanye West that we're going to be talking about today? Yeah, we got a lot to say. We're kind of taken back by it, but I want to hear your opinions below. Let us know that you've arrived in the chat, guys. Who do we have here now? Just kind of taking a look. Hey, Eric. Hey, Katrina. Hey, Dom. Hey, Raina. Hey, Matt.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah, that was it just started off that way, but stick around, Matt. That's not all we're going to have.
Let me go on my story. Hey guys, we're going live on YouTube. We're going to discuss all the craziness around Ye and his insane celebrity trainer or handler that wants to hospitalize him again, and everything that's going on with Kyrie Irving. Is that how you say it?
Kyrie Irving, not Tim.
And a lot more stuff. It's been a long day, but come in if you want to have a little fun and get all the tea.
Hey, Lorelai. Hey, Shel. Hey, Christina. I hope he exposes them all. I think the group that's not allowed to even be talked about. Yeah, well.
Oh, yeah, well.
We've got so much to say. All right, guys. So now that everyone is here, are you all set? Well, I mean, not everyone, but we've got plenty of people here. We already posted. Are you still posting your stuff?
Yeah. Hold on one second. Give me
Hold on, guys. Let's give Linda one more minute. Who else do we have on here? Who okay, else there we do go. We have on here? Okay, Ultra. All right.
But I hope he exposes them all. Hi, Adam. There's somebody that says semi in the house. I don't want this China to well. I want this China to well fucked up. It's overrated.
Yes, guys. So that reminds us, now that we got a couple of you in the room, please remember that Mostly Peaceful Latinas is 100% self-funded, whereas no lizard people, no Illuminati, and definitely
no handlers that are going to hospitalize us, I hope.
No Harvey handlers telling us that we need to keep our mouth shut. So
I just logged into like 3 or 4 different of my secret accounts just to go.
Troll Harvey,
not from Wake Up with Linda, because you guys know I get banned for nothing. So I'm like, yo, if something happens, first of all, these are fighting words. Like, we're gonna show you guys exactly what this motherfucker said. But these are fighting words. Like, if you fuck with Ye, you're fucking with Mostly Peaceful Latinas. Like, it's I was telling Bella on the way here that it's like when Trump lost the election. And people were like, what are we doing? And he was like, and people were like, let's just show up to Washington, D.C. and have a peaceful protest. Like, I'm there, you know?
Just
I'm
say
there.
The word, yay.
Just say the word.
All you got to do is just say the word, yay. And we are there. And we are not
and
alone.
We would
there
protest
is an army.
This Harvey motherfucker. That's what we
so
would do.
So for those of you that have no idea what we're talking about, let's bring you guys up to speed. And I know this was the last message that you sent over to Angel, so I'm not sure if he's going to have it to pull
Angel,
it up.
Angel, is it possible? I know it's out of order, but this is kind of like last minute to pull up the tweet from Kanye's insane handler.
So Ye took to Twitter just a few hours ago and shared a screenshot that he's having with known he's
celebrity.
A what? He's a celebrity trainer. A personal trainer and motivational speaker, if you will, by the name of Harley Pasternak. And Harley Pasternak, Ye writes, "What should be obvious by now is that I was raised to stand for my truth regardless of the consequence. So I will say this again. I was mentally misdiagnosed and nearly drugged out of my mind to make me a more manageable, well-behaved celebrity." Alone,
that's not
right?
It, Angel.
No. But then, wait, that's not the screenshot.
No. I'm going to send it to you again.
We're going to get it together, but in the meantime, hear me out. What he goes on to say is he includes a screenshot of a text message that Ye received from
Harvey.
But
wait. Before you go on, because I don't think the people know this. Before this even happened, Kanye West goes back on Twitter to say that he's taking a 30-day cleanse, that he's leaving social media for 30 days.
No, he said he was doing a verbal cleanse. He said that the Twitter was going to stay lit. He never said he was leaving social media.
So what does that even mean?
That means what I'm thinking is that he's not talking out loud. So he's probably not giving any interviews. He said that the Twitter was going to stay lit, but that he's not going to give any more. He's on a verbal sabbatical. So okay. Kanye's taking a 30-day right. sabbatical where he wants to kind of focus
see,
on
I
silence.
Didn't get that.
Yeah,
I didn't get
that's
that.
Why he said the Twitter's going to okay. stay lit.
I didn't get that.
Right?
I was and like, he, what does that mean?
Listen, he
I'm
did
a
not.
Tired.
He did not overpromise. Ye delivered. So Ye shares this text message.
Pull
with
up
us.
The text. Pull
and
up the text.
In
Angel.
The text message, Harvey, the personal trainer, is writing to Ye, and he writes, "I'm going to help you one of a couple of ways. First, you and I sit down and have a loving and open conversation, but you don't use cuss words, and everything that is discussed is based on fact and not some crazy stuff that one of your dumb friends of yours told you or that you saw on a tweet." Now, here's where things get really ugly. The second option is, "I have you institutionalized again, where they medicate the crap out of you,
bro,
and you go back to zombie land forever. Playdate with the kids just won't be the same." Y'all, drop mic. Who are these? Well, we know who these people are.
The nerve.
The audacity. Thing is that it's not the nerve. The thing is
the superiority, the supremacy.
People keep on talking about how, like, well, who is this guy? He's just some personal trainer. He's just some personal trainer. He's a nobody. Why does Kanye allow him to talk to him like that? Y'all, wake up. Ye just exposed the fact that these celebrities have handlers. You are a product when you are a celebrity. And if you get out of line and start costing your team money, they're going to take care of you just as if you were a dog. They will give you something to calm you down.
And these are the type of business practices that Kanye West has been trying to expose, which Michael Jackson tried exposing or did expose, and many others before him. And the problem is that, as we've said before, we don't want to get a strike on this channel, that the majority of these people, the trainer, his lawyer that's also threatening with the kids, and everybody else, happens to be from a certain ethno group, yeah. Religion. I mean, no, not even religion. I would say a race that is extremely protected, a protected class that we can't criticize, we can't talk about without being called anti-Semitic. And so Harley happens to also belong to this group of individuals that Kanye has been, beefing with for the past like month and a half. Last week, he also took to Parler after he was suspended for 30 days on Instagram. I think he posted a conversation between him and Russell Simmons, where Russell's telling him to go to Bali and go on a retreat and calm his mind and get it together. And then Kanye responds with something like, no, I'm not leaving until like I expose J-word, etc. And so Instagram banned Kanye for 30 days. He went to Parler. In Parler, he actually also exposed his lawyer, who happens to be part of this demographic as well. And his lawyer is also threatening to take the kids away. Basically said, if you keep up with this anti-Semitic shit, we are going to revoke or, you know, basically mess with the custody of your children. And this is where we are now, where hate speech, right? That's what it is. That's, even though hate speech is not really a true word, there's no such thing as hate speech.
Well, hate speech is not what they put, what they label anything that can oppose a controlled narrative, right? Now becomes hate speech. So, you know, we had this conversation yesterday where when, you know, whether or not you don't like hate speech, I'm Latina, I've heard pretty awful things being said about Latinos in general, about Latina women. And you know what? We live in America, meaning that free speech, hate speech is protected speech.
Right.
So I remember growing up in a generation where we were told time and time again, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me. And it's like we're genuinely sitting in a generation right now that has never heard that. They are more offended by words than they are by actions.
But I also think, you know, and it's kind of very difficult to have this conversation without getting a bigot label, an anti-Semitic label, a racist label. But I do think that the higher powers, right, who control all of us from every religion, from every race, it doesn't matter, because the 1%, it's just the 1%, right? I do think that they use the word anti-Semitism to silence criticism against that particular group of people, because they don't care if the Orthodox Jewish community is getting ambushed and actually, you know, there's actually violence against them in places like Brooklyn and stuff like that. They don't care, right? They didn't care when they were painted in a very negative way during the 2019 measles. I've talked to you about that, right? Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the Orthodox community does not believe in the pharma Jews. So some do, some don't, you know. But during the 2019 measles outbreak, they blamed it all on them, right? And they had a lot of negative, nasty things to say about that community. They didn't care about that then. They don't care about all the anti-Semitism that actually exists in college campuses, where they are banning speakers from Israel, where they are having no Jewish zones. We saw it, I think, at Berkeley. All these things that are actually racist, that are actually against Jewish people, are pretty much swept under the rug. But it's not until somebody like Kanye West comes out and has something negative to say about the Hollywood elitists, you know, which happen to belong, a lot of them, to this demographic, that people care, that people want apologies, that people want him to bend the knee. Now it's also Kyrie Irving, which is another crazy story that we're going to bring up right now. But I do believe that they use that word to censor criticism of a very specific group, right? I'm not to say it's the Jewish people, the normal folks that live in Bar Harbor or anywhere else. I'm talking about these Hollywood elitists. Why do I know this? Because look up the word globalism right now on Google. You know what Google is going to tell you about globalism? That's saying the word globalist, mm-hmm. calling George Soros a globalist, it's also anti-Semitic. And they're going to give you an explanation why. I remember when Billy Corbin tried to hold me accountable for the word, the made-up word, it's a made-up word from the internet, global homo. Right. I picked up the word because I think it's hilarious. And then I have Billy Corbin and other local Miami Antifa saying that I'm an anti-Semite because I use the word global homo, which is literally a made up word from the internet, from 4chan, I think.
Yeah.
So,
well, I mean, anything that comes from the chan boards, they call right. it anti-Semitic.
Pepe the Frog is anti-Semitic as well.
What it does is that anything that's born out of the chan boards becomes counterculture. And it's got a life of its own. Like, the chan boards is where trends are born.
Right.
And they understand the control of the chan boards, which is why many times you will see that the opposition actually gets into the boards themselves and start feeding BS to see what it is that could potentially stick, because they understand the power and influence of these Anons that are in these boards constantly looking through information and then disseminating to, you know, the general public, if you will. So they know that this is where the narratives, they know that the chant boards are where the narratives that go against the lies are born from. And, you know, to go back to the Kanye West tweet, for such a long time, you know, conspiracy theorists have been talking about the mental programming called MK Ultra, which was actually used by the United States military as a form of, well, as a practice to better control individuals. And it's something that I've always thought that military training in general, as we see it now, is to some degree a form of MK Ultra programming. But, you know, the way that they are telling Kanye, I am, you know, we're going to institutionalize you again. We're going to get you so hopped up on drugs that you're going to be stuck in zombie land.
He enjoys it. The tone
it was wicked. Yeah.
The tone of his text.
How he ends it. Your time with your kids isn't going to be the same. Like, how wicked. Like, but you know what it made me think about immediately?
What?
Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately it made me think of, fuck, this is what they did to Britney.
This is what they did
to
Britney.
They drugged her beyond recognition. When he said, you're going to be stuck in zombie land forever, like, it very much feels like that's what they've done to Britney Spears. So to have Kanye come out and confirm that this is a regular practice, because again, people are, I'm going through like my Truth Social right now, and I see a lot of comments of people like, well, who does this guy think he is? Why does he think that he can talk to Kanye like that?
That's
Kanye's
what
able
I was
to defend
too.
Himself. Right, but this is the bigger understanding of this. The reason why that guy feels like he can talk to Kanye like that is because this is a person who has been assigned to handle Kanye. Now, we were just having the debate of like, where can this person, where do the strings come from? Mm-hmm. Is it the record label or is it the talent agency? Because we know that Kanye just got dropped.
I'm gonna go ahead and say that it's the talent agency.
I would say it's the talent agency. For those of you that are unaware, Kanye's talent agency, is it CAA? CCA. CAA or CAA? CAA, which is
owned by Arian Emanuel, another Jewish person.
Also Harvey Weinstein's talent agency. A lot of big names out of this agency, but there's definitely a form of control. And for a very long time, people have speculated that these celebrities do not have autonomy over their thoughts or what they believe in, what they tweet
what
about,
they
so
say.
On and so forth. And yay, with one tweet, has actually proven this to be true. Before we go on, I want to give a shout out, guys, to the contribution. Adam, Thank you, Adam.
You're the best. Adam is the best.
So much. Adam recognizes that it's hard out here for two Latinas with no lizard help people. We will always turn the lizard people down, and we're going to stand for you. Adam writes, here I am kicking off the anti-lizard people funding tonight. Let's go. So proud to do it. You two are showing how it's done in 2022 while showcasing true freedom of thought and femininity. And I also want to go up and give a shout out to our boy, Shooter 305, that's he in here every through. Thursday looking out for us. You're appreciated.
Can I just say something, Eric? I do agree with that Britney is crazy now, but then, so this is what happens, right? These people have a breakthrough, whether you want to call it as a mental breakthrough, a spiritual breakthrough, and they're not under this MK Ultra, if that's what you want to call it, or spell, whatever it is. They want to be themselves. They're already owned by these talent agencies, by the music records, what's happening to Kanye now, right? So once you go down the path that you get medicated and pumped like she has been for the past 10 to 12 years, yep. I don't even know how long it's been, your brain is fried. Like, you are dead. They killed your spirit. So you're absolutely right that her Instagram alone and all the crazy things that she does currently today are a manifestation of what they did to her the last 10 to 12 years.
But this is what they do. They make them up.
And it could happen to any of us. I mean, if tomorrow, actually before coming here, I was on the beach with one of my friends and she was saying how, she was like drugged up for a while with these, what is the bipolar thing that they give you, Ambien, or there's a lithium, I think it is, and stuff like that. And it changes you completely. And it's so devastating. And so what happens is, people start manipulating you, like, oh, she told me about a story of a family member that kind of tried to get her to a point where she would break again and start threatening you with, like, I'm gonna institutionalize you again. Yeah. People, your own
imagine
family
having
members
a team
start
of people like that. Imagine having a team of people like that. And now we can start putting together a lot of the cryptic messages that Ye had been alluding to, mm-hmm. I'd say over the last year. Mm-hmm. How much control did Kris Jenner have over all of this?
Oh my God. How much
say did she have?
What he said about Corey Gamble.
Mm-hmm.
That he said that Corey Gamble came literally like that. Those people were made in a lab, that he has no idea where Corey Gamble came out of. He has no idea where that other Vogue lady, Gabrielle, I forgot her last name, came from. And it's not just that, you know, as a day one Kanye fan, whenever you hear his lyrics, even from the first album, which is the College Dropout, if you hear All Falls Down, if you hear the lyrics to New Slaves in the Yeezus album, if you hear, there's so many lyrics, especially New Slaves, that talks about this culture within Hollywood. People selling out for money, people dropping their morals, all the dark shit that goes on there. And once he gets to the Yeezus CD, which is a very underground CD, I don't even think a single song came out of the Yeezus CD at all. I don't think there's a single mainstream song. But if you guys go home tonight, right, or when you're finished, or tomorrow when you're at the gym or you're driving, put on the new Slave song by Kanye and listen to the lyrics mm-hmm. of this song, where he talks about how they are the new slaves. And even he goes,
that was Kanye's darkest.
As saying the blacks sell themselves for another diamond chain or something like that. And he goes on to say, F you and your corporation, you can't control Ye.
That entire album, when you listen to it, so it's such a dark album for him. Ye has really good feel-good shit, but this album is dark. And you sensed it from the minute that you played the first song. And now, getting a glimpse of kind of what it was that he was actually going through makes so much sense. Like, it's dark because
it's dark.
He was waking up. He's having an awakening that so many of you people watching right now have had over the last few years. And he has this awakening public awakening, and not just publicly awakening, but then being such a huge source. Because remember, the celebrities are a product for the team of people around them.
Yeah.
So you're having this wide awakening, and there's so many people trying to tell you, oh no, but it's not the time for an awakening. You need to calm shit down. And they're going to try and control you by any means possible. And I think it's a good suggestion to go back and listen to the album, because that would explain the turmoil that you hear in his music at that point.
Absolutely.
Quick moment for Stacey Valerde. I like Adam's enthusiasm. No lizard people up in here. Can't get enough of you two and what you do. Let's keep it going.
Thank you so much, Stacey. We really truly appreciate you. I think it's absolutely crazy. You know, as somebody that has a following, and I've tried, I don't know how to put this into words. I don't really care to be a famous person for this reason, right? And even in my posts, you could see how I'm not posting that much. And there's a lot of reasons why that is, aside from the censorship, and you get demoralized because you get, you know, banned and stuff like that, but also because it's a lot to handle, right? The criticism, the nonstop hate, the nonstop everything that you do is like scrutinized, like a coma. It doesn't matter. It's so hard to please everybody. I'm nobody. Bella's nobody compared to a celebrity like Kanye. I cannot even imagine. That's why I'm actually very sympathetic to celebrities, even if I don't like them, because I can't even imagine the monster that is behind you. This is why I feel like so many celebrities end up taking their own lives, because it's just so much to handle. The people that have been watching Kanye West in the last 3 weeks get crucified and lynched publicly in the media for words. For words. For fucking words. I say this to people, and I said it on my story, and I had so many Jewish people saying, well, I understand, I don't want him canceled, but this is something that we should condemn and blah, blah, blah. This is hate speech. Hate speech is never okay. And whereas I understand and I sympathize with certain groups have endured a lot, right? Mm-hmm. Like the Holocaust, slavery and stuff. We got to be sympathetic to them. There's no such thing as hate speech, right? Hate speech, like assault rifle, common sense gun laws, these are words that are made up for one way, for one reason or another, sometimes to silence speech, to silence criticism. And in the case of assault rifle is obviously to just disarm us. These are words that do not exist. They're not real. Right? It's only the media and those talking heads that give him power, because all speech is free speech. We know that in these apps, right? Because they're private, allegedly, we can't say whatever we want. Fine. It is what it is. It's a private company. But as far as speech, there's speech that you don't like. There's speech that is not culturally acceptable. But at the end of the day, hate speech is still free speech. So I don't understand how it is that certain groups of minorities in this country just seem to think that they are more protected than the rest of us. And I'm going to give you an example. And did somebody mention Billy Corbin on this chat?
Yeah, they're like, don't watch your words. You already have Billy Corbin watching you. What else like cares? You're already pissing him off. But so, actually, it's so great that you bring up Billy Corbin. Because
go on.
Here's the hypocrisy behind it, right?
Right.
You are not allowed to make any criticism of not even just like Jewish people as a whole. You can't make any criticism or generalization, even if it's a positive one, of any person that happens to be Jewish. Right. Because if you do, then you are canceled. But man, when you get somebody like Billy Corbin, a man who was born with the name of William Cohen and actually calls people anti-Semitic when they refer to him by his birth name, Billy is a Jewish man. And Billy has a platform at which he regularly opposes, ridicules, talks down to Christians. Dehumanizes Christians as people. Like, we're just fanatical. It's like, oh, all these Jesus freaks. Like, any opportunity that
Crystal
he has
fascist.
To Crystal fascist. And he's got his career that he doesn't have to worry about.
He doesn't
about
have to worry about it.
You know, he got canceled from showing his documentary at UM. And he got canceled because he said mean things about the theater program at UM. Not because he's a communist or because he says horrible, despicable things about Christians, because there is no ADL to protect the persecution of Christians. And please let me stop you right there, because we've had this conversation before. Do not tell me that we are promised persecution. I understand that as Christians, we are promised persecution. But when Anthony went off today on his Telegram, and he was talking about how weak sauce Christians just want to throw up their hands and give up and just wait for revelations and just say, I'm done. I hate this world. This world doesn't belong to you. And that this world doesn't belong to God. And that is untrue. This domain does very much belong to God, and it is very much worth fighting for. And it is imperative that Christians start standing up and demanding that they receive the same level of respect and protection that other groups do. So I have no opposition to special laws. You want to do all of that to protect our Jewish brothers and sisters, then by all means, knock yourself out doing it. But we need to do the same exact thing to protect Christians.
There shouldn't be any of that, because the Constitution gives you the right to practice your own religion. First of all, no one's going to be persecuted for being a Muslim, a Jewish, or a Christian. But the reality is that what is culturally persecuted, that's why it's called cancel culture, is hate speech against certain protected classes, transgender, Jewish people, Black mm-hmm. people, you could say immigrants, Latinos, etc. Now, Billy Corbin just came out with a documentary, just came out yesterday. It's called God's Plan, or God Save Me, or I don't know, maybe you can look this up. William Cohen, before the documentary came out, I took a look at the preview, and I knew immediately that it was going to be an anti-Christian, hateful documentary. And that's exactly what
God,
it was.
God forbid is the name.
God forbid.
If you can, find it on Rotten Tomatoes and give it a rating and let Billy know what it is that you think about his new documentary.
And Billy Corbin made this documentary, right? And I haven't watched it, but what I did do was go on Twitter to see what the people were saying. And what I found was about 10 or so tweets the night that it was released, talking about evangelicals and talking about religious people and Christians and how bad they are and how hypocritical they are. And there was even a porn star with a bunch of followers, like I don't know how many followers she had, talking about how evangelicals make their own porn and whatnot. And this is all part of Billy Corbin's little rhetoric. But you know what's funny here? As we have told you before many, many times, that Billy Corbin likes to use the anti-Semitism word or power move whenever he wants to silence his opponents. And he did it to Carollo that mm-hmm. one time, where he went to the newspaper, the Jewish newspaper, The Forward, to say that calling him by his real name, his birth name, the name that's in his birth certificate, William Cohen, was a dog whistle for anti-Semitism. He went to the media with the story. Yeah. That same man yesterday, released a documentary once again demonizing and hating Christians. That's the double standard that we live in America, where certain people do not get in trouble while the rest of us have to walk on eggshells so that we don't offend the wrong protected classes.
And you know what? This this is going to lead into the Kyrie story, right? We live in a society, clearly, where now the norm is cancel culture. You don't like what somebody has to say, you cancel them. But there is there's another side to that. And that's that at some point, people are going to realize that there's no pleasing you people. There's nothing that we can say. There's nothing that we can do to ever be okay with you, for you to ever consider that there is redemption in your eyes for the worst of all evils, which is being a Trump supporter. And the other side of that coin is that people don't give a fuck anymore. And you're going to have people, like I've told you, is going to happen with Kanye from the beginning, which is that he is not going to stop. He is going to keep going. And the more that you try and cancel him, the more that you try and humiliate him, the more that you try and expose or whatever it is that you're going to do to Kanye, the louder he will become, the larger the problem that you're trying to get rid of becomes. This is exactly what happened with the Miami Anti-Fash page and the efforts of Billy and Jenny Lee and all of them. You should have left us alone. You created the page in order to create a crisis mm-hmm. control solution to bad press that your client was having. And the result of that was that you pissed two lunatics off, and now we don't shut up about you. Mm-hmm. And now Miami Anti-Fash requires its own crisis control to deal with what it's caused. And this is exactly what's being mimicked right now with the situation of Kanye. If people wanted Kanye to shut up about the powers that be that control the industry as he claims that it is, then probably the best thing they could have done is just let Kanye do his bit until he was kind of out of his system. Now the only thing you've guaranteed is he's not going anywhere and he's not going to shut up about it.
Fans like us, we're not going to go anywhere and we're not going to shut up and we're going to hold them accountable. We're going to hold them accountable
because let me tell you what happens. When you do back down and when you do apologize, then you get the situation that we're seeing right now with Kyrie Irving. Kyrie Irving posted on his Twitter, correct, Linda?
Correct.
It was a documentary that he found.
From Amazon.
On Amazon. On legal. Amazon.
Illegal
and it's what about Black Israelites and
yeah, apparently it's called from Africa to Hebrews or Hebrews to Africa. I mean, I don't know the documentary. I only saw the picture on Twitter.
I think it's a Black Israelite, like a documentary of Black Israelites.
It is, and it's apparently anti-Semitic. And so at first, you know, the media and the owner of the team, I think it's some Asian man, I forgot the name right now, they were just asking him to apologize and how disappointed they were that this man had the audacity to tweet out this very hateful documentary. And when he kept not avoiding questions, but he told the media, like, stop trying to dehumanize me. Like, these are my beliefs. Like, I shouldn't have to cower for my beliefs. And I don't hate anybody. I'm not a hateful person. I'm not anti-Semitic, et cetera, et cetera. When he did that, what happened was people kept going with it, right? And so then now you have people like Adam Silver or whatever, he's another Jewish NBA commissioner, saying that he is dissatisfied with what he said. Last night, we find out that Kyrie and the Brooklyn Nets are going to donate each $500,000 to the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that extensively in this channel.
$1 million
for hate speech. And that wasn't enough. So once these people say, I am going to donate $1 million to combat speech and whatnot, the ADL president, Jonathan Greenbelt or Greenward, I forgot his name, money hungry little man, seemed to be satisfied at that point because he's getting $1 million donation. But then we wake up and an NBA commissioner says that is not enough. That wasn't a real apology. And he was going to sit down with Kyrie to talk about how insensitive his comments and his response was to anti-Semitism. On the way here, we find out that Kyrie has actually been suspended without pay from the NBA, from the Brooklyn Nets, and he's not going to be let back on the court until he... what is it that the thing says? Gives legit, sincere... I'm going to tell you right now what it says. Kyrie will serve a suspension without pay until he satisfies a series of objective remedial measures. So in other words, bend the knee, apologize, and make sure that you take back your beliefs.
And endure your humiliation ritual.
Your public humiliation ritual.
So that you can be allowed back into this society or group or whatever it is.
And this is what I want to say. The only thing, I mean, there's been a lot of moments of enlightenment, I would say, throughout this entire Kanye West outburst. But the biggest thing for me, especially after this Kyrie situation, is that institutionalized racism is real. And I apologize to the blacks for not believing them before, because it's now so obvious to me that there's a lot of racism against black people by certain people in positions of power, not to be confused with any specific demographic, but they like publicly lynching and crucifying blacks like Antonio Brown, like Kanye West, like Kyrie,
Cannon,
and
Whoopi Goldberg.
We can go on for days. And I feel like I've been very unfair with this whole institutionalized racism because I kept thinking to myself, how could there be institutionalized racism if you can go to school, you can get a loan? Obviously, years back, you know, Jim Crow, blah, blah, blah. We're talking about today, 2022. You can get a loan, right? If you're black or person of color, you can get a house. You can get so much. You can get a bank account. And I never thought to myself, well, that's not what they're talking about. What they're talking about is this powerful pyramid where blacks are not owners of anything and they have to do what their white slave masters say all the time, or else they're gonna make an example out of you
while acting as like puppets, Kanye's right? West. Because they still want to give you the culture and give you the contracts and put you at the top of the NBA teams as long as you do what we tell you to do. And that's when Kanye says new slaves, there's a new type of slave ownership. When an artist cannot have control over his music, or he's threatened to lose control over his music, or like Ye, when a designer is threatened to lose control over his designs, that is they're holding your creation hostage. For creatives, your creation is an extension of yourself. By holding art, their creativity hostage under these norms, what you are doing is in fact a form of mental enslavement. Not just mental. You can't talk. Look at what they're doing Kyrie.
Look at what they're doing to Kanye.
Did you see the picture of the it was a group of like 9 kids. They were sitting front row at the game.
Yeah.
And they were saying they were wearing the Stop Anti-Semitism shirt. Yeah. And you're like kids under the age of 20. There's 9 of you sitting front row.
How much did those seats cost you?
Like, where's the oppression? Like, what are we talking about here?
Where's the oppression when you're sitting front row at the Brooklyn Nets? And what you want to do is show Kyrie that you have more power than he does.
Yeah.
That's what you want to do.
Because it is humiliation.
It is humiliation.
You want to bully
and humiliate a black man as he plays a game and you enjoy it from the sidelines. That's what you want to do.
And that it's a reminder, not just to him, but to other people that may feel like him. If you ever say the wrong thing and get out of line, if you ever go out of this safe zone that we have provided you with, we will take it all away from you.
Yeah.
You cannot steer from this. So it's not just Kyrie. What they're doing is making an example out of Kyrie and Kanye so that there's not somebody else speaking out tomorrow. So that people are forced into submission. Absolutely. So that you end up getting a situation like Lauryn Hill. Where Lauryn Hill walked away from the industry because she wouldn't put up with it. Kanye just spoke about it.
Yeah. Lupe Fiasco too. They made him go away.
Amazing artists that were not allowed to continue to build on their craft despite having the following, the talent, the ability to work, the desire to work, simply because they didn't want to fit the mold and wanted to speak their mind and felt like hypocrites maintaining themselves in an industry that didn't allow him to speak truth.
Here's the thing that some people said it's not institutionalized racism. It is. Look at the color and look at the race of the people at the top. And I look how they treat the rest of them, including a white Anglo-Saxon like Taylor Swift. I am not a Taylor Swift fan because I just don't enjoy her music. I recognize she's talented. Taylor Swift was a darling of country music for a very long time until obviously she became more pop. What is it? Poppy, whatever you want to call it. And also, She became a voice for the Democratic Party, like they all are, because every single person in that industry is a far left liberal asshole. Taylor Swift was basically robbed from the opportunity to buy her own music, because you guys are right. They don't own the music, but you can you can buy your music. You can try to negotiate yourself into getting your art. And they didn't even allow her that opportunity. It was a deal behind her back between the Soros family and I forgot the name of her manager.
What ends up? Oh, right. Because you're going to say the name, story. Then you have to go to the comment that then labels her anti-Semitic, right.
So when she comes out and says that this was a greedy deal between Scooter Braun, I think it's a Scooter Braun or something like that, her manager and Soros, and she says this was Scooter Braun. There you go, Eric. Thank you so much. And Soros, of course, she's labeled as anti-Semitic because she mentioned two gentlemen that happened to be from this particular protected class and the word greedy. That's all she said. That's all she had to do to be labeled as anti-Semitic, right? Someone that's very politically correct, rarely ever engages in any conflict and stuff like that. She was also labeled as anti-Semitic. That's the story. It happens.
It's just, I mean, it's if there's anything else that you don't get out of this interview, just take one takeaway with it.
Everything.
You can't say anything about people of a particular faith and race and demographic. I don't even know, because it's like they're covered in every direction. Yeah. Race, demographic, religion. Nothing that you say could. Be careful, because
I lost followers.
It's very sad, because they'll ruin your life, and it doesn't even have to. It truly, I think the people that are filled with hate suck on either which side, and there shouldn't be hate. I mean, in that sense. So, but what happens when everything is hate speech? When it's just the mere mention of even making a positive generalization about a group of people, means you're going to have your life ruined. And that's the problem. It's like, you can hear someone say awful things and make the decision yourself that you don't want anything to do with that person because you think that what they're saying is mean-spirited or awful or untrue. And that's your prerogative to be able to do that. But the problem is that now regular people that have done nothing wrong have the potential of having their lives ruined simply for making any kind of statement whatsoever about individuals of a particular background. It's hard.
Here's the problem for regular people, right? So I think that a good example is the BLM situation and George Floyd riots during the summer of 2020. There was a lot of people, a lot of us, that would secretly talk about how much resentment we had over these riots that caused a lot of problems, deaths, destruction. And people, you know, started to have a more negative perception of this particular demographic and group of people, not just because of the riots, but also because there was so much simping for this particular group of people. Remember, it was that the millions of dollars of donations to black activists and black groups and black owned business, and we're gonna do this for the blacks and that for the blacks. And what that creates, it's kind of like giving more love to one of your children versus the other one, and it creates jealousy and it creates resentment, yeah, and it creates rivalry. And so I feel like if we continue down this path of putting certain minorities, it's kind of like how I feel about the transgender people.
Right.
I never cared about transgender people until they started taking my place. And now I have a big problem with them.
Right,
I'm openly anti certain groups of people because you put them above me. Do you see where I'm going with this?
Right. It does create a certain level of resentment. It's the same thing where people are saying, well, if If the things that Kanye are saying are untrue, then how come he's been deplatformed? How come he's been canceled? Like, mm-hmm. clearly there's some level of control that does in fact exist there. And I was actually showing you just a couple of days ago, like, I was ahead of the curve with Kanye's. I was always pro, like, black history and culture, like, all of humanity traces back to...
Can't say that here. That's hate speech.
This is somebody else that was... Well,
you can say the black is roast.
Come over to my Telegram when we're done here, and I'm going to have a little conversation with you guys about the history of...
Hi, Gladys. Look, Gladys came to join us. Hi, Gladys.
Hi, Gladys. We love you. Local legend, Gladys Fuentes, who does so much activism. and we love her so much. She's so helpful.
I see a lot of my people. Cassandra, Hablando Como Locos. That's, what's her name? Maylin. And... shout out to the ladies here.
Oh, yes. Hablando como los locos. That's them. I love it. So those are our friends here in Miami. Guys, if you're looking for a Spanish podcast that covers a lot of the local news and just, you know, clown world development, hit up our friends.
Here's another interesting thing about the whole Kanye situation. So Kanye wanted to get out of the contracts because he realized that these companies had bad contracts, right? And he's been fighting with them since September. If you were following up with him calling out the Adidas board and calling out the Balenciaga people and the Gap people, in fact, I think it was Gap that stole his slide designs or Adidas. Adidas slide Gap designs.
They kept the original design.
No,
the slides were his perfect.
No. Before that, back in September, mm-hmm. 2 months ago, they released their own Adidas shoes non-branded with Yeezy. And the design was almost identical to the Yeezy mm-hmm. flip-flop, just slightly changed because it was 3D printed. Mm-hmm. So he's been beefing since then, right?
Yeah.
So today or this week, we find out that now that Adidas dropped the Yeezy brand, they're going to lose 40% of their profits. 40% of Adidas' worldwide profits came from the Yeezy brand. There was also a study that pointed out at the fact that Adidas was actually doing so much better, not just because people were buying the Yeezy brand, but because people were buying ancillary products from Adidas to match the Yeezy brand. I called Bala and I said, that's literally me. Like, I am one of those customers because I never wore Adidas before the Yeezy brand existed. I never bought anything Adidas. Anything that I had from Adidas was either a gift or random things I picked up. I didn't have anything, not a single tennis shoe in my house that was from Adidas. Everything is because of Kanye West. You want to match the Yeezy socks, the sweatpants, the sweater, this, that.
An innovator.
To be honest with you,
an innovator.
And to be honest with you, their workout clothes are actually not good at all. Like, at all. The pants are see-through. They're very bad quality. Wash them 2 times. You throw them out. They're actually not good at all. Their sweatpants are better, but their stuff is not good. So you're going to lose a lot of money.
$240 million. Kanye's an innovator. It's like, at the end of the day, there's a lot of artists that felt like they have wanted to speak up about what they consider to be injustices in the business practices of the people that are in charge of the organizations that control the industry. Mm-hmm. And for a very long time, people have been unable to speak up. And Kanye, you know, he's got the unique persona, if you will, where he is, without a doubt, whether you like him or not, it is undeniable that Ye is an extremely influential person and has the ability to single-handedly shift culture.
Yeah.
This is not the... if you're trying to make a problem go away, pissing off Kanye is not the way to do it. Because again, he is a person that can single-handedly shift culture. It's already happening, man. All you're doing is raising the awareness, raising the curiosity for now people to go out there and be like, what? What is Ye talking about? What's that documentary that Kyrie put out? Why is it that he's getting canceled?
Well, I'm
going to
watch the documentary.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it
because now it's like, there was this one time a long time ago, my account was very small, maybe had like 10,000 followers or something like that. And I know for sure this was before COVID. So I want to say this was 2019, 2018. And I was in the Florida Keys. I forgot why I was in the Keys, but the point is that there was this younger person there, and he told me they had banned all the documentaries about the flat earth and everything to do with the flat earth on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And Google had hidden all of the links and stuff like that. I'm not going to argue about the flat earth. The earth is not flat. This is not what this is about. I don't care. And even if it was a banana, I genuinely don't care. It could be a square. It could be pizza shape. I don't give a fuck. But I said, well, what do you mean that they banned all the flat earth documentaries? Like, why does that matter? Okay, first of all, fine, the flat earthers are crazy. Who cares? Whatever, right? But why is that harmful?
Mm-hmm.
What are they going to do?
Thought process exactly.
What are they going to do? Go to the end of the earth? Like, what could you possibly... Do you see like, okay, the anti-vaccine... Okay, to me, nothing of censorship makes sense.
No, right.
But I get the anti-vaccine or whatever, something like that, because, you're going to hurt the kids and the kids need to go to school and herd immunity. Okay, whatever. Elections, whatever. The flat earth, dude?
So, makes you wonder, right? Exactly. Then now you start going, now you're like, well shit, then maybe you got my attention. Is flat.
Now you got my attention, because I'm like, wait a second. What do you mean they are censoring all of this stuff? Whatever, this kid shows me all these other videos, and I don't even remember where he had all these hidden videos and stuff like that. But my point is that hiding stuff and censoring things, it's always going to lead to curiosity.
It always
And it's always
curiosity.
Going to lead to people wanting to find out why it is that you can't watch a flat earth documentary.
I used to have a friend, I still do, bless her heart. The only thing she used to post was anti-shot stuff for years prior to anybody and regular people caring about regulations. And I remember she was insane. It was like all the time. I love her to death. One of my best friends. And it was just like, oh, she's always talking about this. It's just like, oh God, okay, I get it. You don't want to do the shot or whatever. And then one day she posted that Amazon had banned all the books. And it was like instantly, it was like, alarms went off. And it was like, wait a minute, they're banning the books. What is it in those books that they don't want us to read there? You know? And
that was 2019.
It's like the more that you try and censor a topic, I think it's clear now it has the opposite effect. It's like the same thing that the media has done with QAnon. It's like,
Well, the media is the only people keeping QAnon alive. Like, I forget that the QAnon even exists. And then I open up Twitter and there's CNN talking about she was a QAnoner before she got divorced, and I'm like, what the fuck
are Why you guys are talking people about? Like this?
What do they put?
Eric, thank you.
Eric, Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat
Eric,
Shalom. I can't stand you guys.
Jessica, listen to me. What are they gonna do when they find the end of the earth? Like, what are they gonna do? Jump off? Commit suicide? Find another clown world? Like, see, these are the things that I don't understand. Like, what is the problem with these people?
What are they gonna do? To the end of the earth.
What are they gonna do,
bro? It's like, yeah, everything has the opposite effect.
I don't get it.
There's another celebrity we want to talk about today in the news.
Dennis Prager?
No. So Dwayne Wade.
Oh my God. Closeted homo.
So Dwayne Wade's ex-wife, did she file a lawsuit or is she trying to file like custody papers? Anyway, so here's the thing. Dwayne Wade, as many of you know, has a son that for the last couple of years has been transitioning into a girl.
Zaya.
Zaya is how old? 17? She's not 16.
She's like 10 or 12.
Yeah?
I don't know. Not even
a teenager. Let us know in the chat. How old is Zaya, Dwayne Wade's daughter now?
Let me see.
So, well, the story is that his son has been transitioning his son into his daughter for the last couple of years. And now the ex-wife either filed some kind of custody paperwork or something along those lines saying that, no, she wants, well, they were going to do a full 15. Transition.
That's what it is. 15 years old. Yeah.
And they wanted to start her off on a full transition into girlhood. And the mom said, no, They're not too far away from the age of 18. They can just wait. She could just wait until she is 18. And then at that moment, she can make that decision. But I don't want to live with telling her that she could and then have her regret it. She could wait an additional 3 years.
Right.
Now, the really scary part of this is that she goes on to say that she is putting her foot down on this because she knows that Dwayne has a lot of profit that could come from the transition of his son to his daughter.
Which is true.
Which is endorsements, contracts, makeup brands, fashion
brands. She's already done stuff with Coach. She's already done stuff with brands. Of course. Absolutely, it's true. Nothing that she said, it's not true. 1,000%. First of all, I just noticed today that Dwayne Wade has a he, him pronoun on his bio. I guess his daughter made him do that. The agency, I don't know who made him do that, but he has pronouns on his bio, something I never noticed before. I personally have always thought he was a closeted gay man. That was my theory. I could be wrong. I don't know that. I don't think I'm wrong. I think
eventually. And then Gabrielle's just like a beard.
Yeah.
That would make sense because
he's always giving me the closeted homosexual man.
Y'all, vibes. And let me tell you something about Linda's witchy instincts.
It's bad.
They are never wrong.
Never.
I'm not saying Dwayne Wade is funny. I'm just saying Linda ain't never wrong.
He is funny though.
I've learned the lesson the hard way here.
He is a weirdo, but his son, daughter, he, him, she, her, they, them, whatever you want to call it. It's really unfortunate because a lot of kids just grow out of the stage or grow up to just be gay people. In this case, it would just be a gay man, and he wouldn't medically transition into anything. So I don't think that the kid is going to be saved because these are Hollywood people, and their role models are Joe Biden and Michelle Obama.
No, I'm going to correct you there. Their real role model is money, which is why he's willing to transition his son and sacrifice his son, because that is a sacrifice in exchange for more riches. Mm-hmm. When people say, you know, to go back to Kanye, you and I were having this conversation the other day. You know, conspiracy theorists, when they talk about it, they're like, oh, there's these sacrifices that they do. There's these sacrifices that they do. Yeah. And, you know, I imagine that, like, always the visual of that is something that's something like out of a movie, blood, and like they're getting a finger and they're like signing their contract and blood. Bro, it doesn't have to be like that. Ye makes reference to the fact that part of his contract forbade him from speaking on God, like that he couldn't talk about Jesus within his music. Think about what the Bible says about denying Christ. The minute that you sign on this contract, you might as well have signed it in a pit of fire in blood.
Well, the minute the Bible says that money is the root of all evil, right. And that you will, you know, the people that worship false idols, and a lot of times, you know, especially being a Catholic, I've gotten a lot of hate from Protestants and evangelicals and other. What do you call it? Denominations, and they'll say that if we have a cross or if we have a Virgin Mary statue or whatever, we are idolizing like a false idol.
A false idol.
But it has always been many people's perspectives that the idols that they actually talk about are like money,
power, fame,
which
stuff
like that, like even science to an extreme. Not that science is bad, but scientism on the other hand is bad, which is when you think that you can replace God's creation with man creation and the man has all the answers. When we know that's not true at all. Mm-hmm. So
I think, you know, to go back to that point I was making, imagine somebody like Ye, who's clearly a man who's finding his way through his faith like so many people do. And we all know, watching as closely as we have Ye's career over the last couple decades, that when Ye lost his mom, it was something that affected him greatly. And when you consider that Ye lost his mom while she was undergoing plastic surgery, one can easily gather that he felt like he had made that sacrifice. Like, my mom was trying to keep up with my lifestyle. If I hadn't been a famous rapper, if I hadn't been the Kardashian and the you know, the BBL model guy and all these other things, would my mother have felt inadequate in this life to the point where she would put herself under the knife and put her life in danger? And when you're having this spiritual awakening of sorts, and you're and you allow Christ to discover that it's not that you find Christ, but you allow yourself to find Christ within you, you start taking a recollection of your life, the decisions that you've made, what you've done. And that comes with so much shame, where you feel like, damn, like, I'm an ungrateful, like, God, Jesus loves me and I'm mad ungrateful. Like, I did this, I did that. And I can imagine being in Ye's position and being like, damn, did I do this to my mom?
And I think I think that's why he's been a little bit, I don't want to call him crazy because I think that's fucked up, but I think that's why he's been a little bit off ever since.
They say crazy. And completely
traumatized.
They call everybody who's gone through an awakening crazy.
Yeah.
Because then imagine, like, this is shit, like, this is the world I'm stuck into now.
If I told people my crazy awakening, I mean, had I come forth and told people about my crazy awakening, maybe God knows would have... Right, people would think I was insane. And I think
it's, you know, it's easy to label people that have those awakenings crazy because...
But wait. This is something that I talked about today briefly with some people at the Kaaba bar. Would modern day prophets be considered mentally ill in modern times? Let me unpack this for you before you call me blasphemous and insult me. Okay. You read the Bible, some of you, maybe some of you haven't. You talk about whether it's in the Old Testament or the New Testament. And let's be honest here, right? I read the Bible every single day, or I try to at least. Mm-hmm. I'm not the best Christian. I try to be. It brings me peace. Sometimes not.
Sometimes she calls me on her Pablo shit and I'm like, Linda, open up the Bible right now. Sometimes
the Bible open be giving up now. You, sometimes the Bible be trifling too. Sometimes the Bible be trifling. And there could be a
y'all
little
ever
bit.
Read, y'all ever like needed, like you open up the Bible looking for something and you open up the good book and that good book reads you the filth and you're like, nope.
Yeah. So
got it right.
So anyways, when I read these about these prophets, whether it's I heard a voice that told me, or Virgin Mary says that the angel came to her and told her that she was going to be pregnant with Jesus Christ, or Moses is talking to a burning bush. Do you think that any of that would be seen as normal in modern times? Like, if I went on Instagram Live tomorrow started recording myself.
There was this bush on fire and it was talking to me.
And I was like, yo, I was on South Beach the other day and there was this palm tree that was burning and talking to me. And it started giving me the Ten Commandments, the new Ten Commandments for the new age of the world. You guys would think I'm crazy and you guys would want to institutionalize me, right? And once you go to the books of whether it's Luke, the three books that mostly talk about Jesus, when Jesus is you know, challenging the establishment, the religious Jewish establishment on the time, and healing on the day that he's not supposed to be healing and doing all these things that he's not supposed to be doing, you'll see that there's passages that say how split the Jewish were back then between those that thought he was crazy and possessed. That's actually the word that they use. They thought he was demonically possessed for trying to heal, for saying he's the son of God. And then you had the ones that believed them and saw him as the son of God, a miracle worker, a healer, etc. So that's my thing. It's like, did we stop having... prophets? Did we just completely
let's take it another level? Before I go down that thought, a shout out to Robert Lee, que dice que lo que damas
que lo que
con Wayne,
que lo que
están las escuelas, ellos están adoctrinando a los alumnos con esa vaina, por eso me fui de la educación. So Robert Lee's making the comment that the Dwayne Wade situation is currently going on in our public school systems, and that's exactly why he left the system. You know, here's the thing. Let's go a little bit more deeper and conspirational in this with my friend, Shaney, Project Shaney, who's in the chat, and she loves the deep conspiracy stuff, right? So did we, is that, could it be that the entire purpose, you that we're just speaking about science, you know, worshiping science, could it be that mental health as we know it, is it actually about mental health or about neutralizing the what a non-believer might call the supernatural, mm-hmm. what a believer might call the Holy Spirit, movement of the Holy mm-hmm. Spirit within you, whether it be through visions mm-hmm. or prophecies or things of that nature, that the which it's almost like the spirit molecule, if you will, right. our ability to do that. Is the mental health industry truly just, speaking fully conspirational here, mm-hmm. a way of ensuring that that level of wokeness or of
enlightenment.
Awareness, enlightenment,
right.
is subdued and neutralized? Because once you get into that level, which is very much on the Kanye levels that so many of our friends are on, you don't give a shit about anything, bro. Like, it doesn't matter what you read in a history book. It doesn't matter what you see on TV. Propaganda cannot faze you anymore. Right. In fact, you almost become a pessimist of sorts, where it's like, I don't believe anything that anybody tells me, once you've had those awakenings. So it does make you wonder, is the mental health industry there in order to drug people that maybe potentially have talents and subdue what it is that those prophecies, those visions could potentially bring on board? That just took a shift. I wasn't expecting the conversation.
Look at what my boy Robert Lee says. It says, un hombre puede llevar un vestido y puede ser héroe. Héroe. Linda habla con Papá Dios y le creerán que está loca. It's true.
Yep.
It's true.
Oof,
it's
what
true.
What a point. Robert Lee just made the point.
Look at Robert. So this Robert is my boy Lee Robert.
Says, a man can walk around in a dress and he'll be looked at as a hero. But if Linda says that she be talking to God, then at that point they call her crazy.
It's true. You know what's so funny? This guy, I sent you the video. One of my followers, he makes actually really good content. He should blow up because he's really good. And he posted like 2 weeks ago, you know, at least Kanye never said he was a woman. They're saying he's crazy, but Kanye has never said he thinks he's a woman. So I don't see how crazy he is. And I thought to myself, holy crap, that's actually so true. Like, Kanye is not walking around saying he wants to cut his penis off and become a woman. But hey, you know, much worse, I think, that he said. Guys, we are actually way over past our time. But we'll take some questions on the chat for a few more minutes, maybe like 10 more minutes.
Realizing that space is fake is what brought me to read the Bible again. Frankly, with
the
me,
firmament.
I get correct. I get dragged all the time because I openly talk about the fact that I'm a flat earther. People call me a flat earther genuinely, just like Linda. I couldn't give a fuck what shape the earth has. But I got questions.
What if it was a banana?
And you know, the biblical mentions of the firmament is one of those things that just genuine, because I do believe in the power of scripture. I do believe that it's real. That does make me then wonder, like, why would the earth be described as this within the Bible? And then question the narrative of NASA, that, and, you know, thousands of hours on YouTube prior to the Flat Earth videos getting taken down.
Absolutely.
Is part of what what leads my opinion.
Shout out to Martha. Here. Hi, Martha. You're so sweet. You're the best. I love watching your videos. You have the cutest little family and your kids are beautiful. They're so cute. She says, definitely the disconnect from the holiness that we are is the key to their power over us. The further we get from trusting ourselves, our natural instincts, our God-given intuition, it's easier. That's why I love reading the Bible. I absolutely love it when I, like, that passage that I was telling you guys, it was in Matthew, where they said, you know, the Jewish was split between those who thought he was demonic or possessed by a demon and those who, you know, believed them. And I thought to myself, you know, we should use more of that word, of that phrase, of like, that person is possessed, because that's actually true. You know, all depression, anxiety, even addictions, you know, those are all demons.
Yep.
So back then, you didn't have these new words. You didn't have those definitions, you know. So what was the easiest thing for you to say? She's possessed.
Yeah.
You know, I want to bring that back. I want to do more of that.
Look, this is why I love Shaney. Look at what Shaney does here. She says, there is 1,000% something separating the waters from above from the waters below. Space is water. Mar means sea. Mars sees. NASA starts as an ocean agency. So it was like these play on words that throw me off. So
the,
NASA
the ocean between, ocean I see what you mean. In Genesis, when they talk about the firmament and the space, right? The water and the space between. Correct. That's what she's talking about. Correct. That makes a lot of sense.
Correct.
That makes
correct.
A lot of sense.
Which if they know that, then that would make sense. I don't know if you guys have ever heard the story. One of the theories that actually goes around to discredit the globe theory is the story of an astronaut that died in space because water got into his gear.
Yeah.
So the what a lot of these videos say is that a lot of the footage that we see of like an astronaut hanging outside of a vessel and they're like out in space is really recorded underwater to give the effect of buoyancy and the lack of gravity. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's recorded. So that's actually an interesting take. While I have Shaney here talking about words, he does a really cool one about MAGA. Shaney, tell us, what's the history behind MAGA? In the meantime, Robert Lee came through again. He says, mi padre dominicano y mi madre cubana finalmente están de acuerdo cuando están hablando de esta vaina en nuestra sociedad. So he says that his dad is Dominican, his mom is Cuban, and apparently they don't really get along all that well, but that they finally agree on one thing, and that's that now that's all of this trans, this push for trans ideology is going on with the children, they can both agree that that is a problem.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite book in the New Testament? I don't have one, actually. I don't. I'll try to see which one it is, but I don't.
I misspell out.
I think
Instagram.
Maybe Matthew would be like the one that Matthew's read the most. Yeah. Yeah. I think it's the one that but I've never really had like a favorite one. And then when is Andrew Tate coming back on the show? Oh, you're saying on our show. I thought you said back on Instagram. I just saw a video of Tate yesterday and I saved it. I didn't post it because I'm just tired of people just crying all the time. But he explained the Taliban takeover as how I've explained it before. I want to preface by saying that I do not want to live under the Taliban. I don't agree with Sharia law. Or not that I don't agree, it's just not my thing. It's not my thing.
I like rollerblading in my sports, bro.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm chilling. But I do want to say that his point, which was that, hey, you know, the Taliban is looking at the West and saying, holy shit, look at how degrading or how insane the West is, right? You have women half naked, they're twerking on the internet, they have all these options, there's no virgins because for them that's like a big deal, there's no virgins, they're not loyal, they're not having kids, they're aborting
their
babies,
they
prioritize
their careers,
you know,
they want to be right,
and they're like, do we want to go down that path and give women all these rights and freedom and whatnot when we're looking at what could our future could potentially be, or we could save back our culture, our civilization, keep it as is, and have control over our wives, our children, right, our lifestyle, and everything that we have learned from the beginning of their civilization. Really good, truthful commentary by Andrew Tate, even if we don't agree with their lifestyle. I have to say that because you know, they always accuse me of being a Chinese spy, Russian spy, Taliban whore.
Israeli spy.
I mean, I just can't keep up. All these titles. I'd probably be so rich if this was true.
If you're just like working so rich, for all of
I
these
I could probably
these.
Finally
bro,
afford.
We're 100% self-funded again, bro. Drop the super job, bro. Drop the super cash. Self-funded. No lizard people, bro. No Illuminati. They don't want us, bro. We don't shut the fuck up. You guys really think that if the Illuminati was going to send somebody, they're going to send somebody like me and Linda.
Bro,
there's no
please,
control over
there's
us,
absolutely
guys.
No way.
There's no control.
No way. There's absolutely no way. We're not that smart. All right, guys. Well, we got to disconnect here. Please don't forget to subscribe, to hit that subscribe button. Angel is going to have her audio version of this, right, Angel, tomorrow morning, so I can post it on tonight. He's saying tonight.
Oh, and while we're on tonight, it, guys, we should get that Roger Stone video probably over the next day or two. So tomorrow or over the weekend, You should be seeing our exclusive interview with Roger Stone. He came into the studio. The man is a legend and iconic.
Yeah.
And it's just always down for the fun game of taking down his enemies. And because we have mutual enemies, it's a great show. Really looking forward to sharing that with you guys, which is going to be our debut on Rumble.
Because they won't allow it here. Thank you so much, everybody. Please don't forget to subscribe, like, and share our podcast. And we will see you next week. For election time.
Oh, yes. We're going live with Anthony Cavazos from Informed with Anthony. So join us election night, guys.
When is election night?
On the 8th, right? Wow. We should know that. Get out and vote, guys.
Get out and vote.
No. The election day.
Yes. It's the 8th. It's on Tuesday.
So next Tuesday, we're going to be live. We will be on Informed with Anthony's channel. We'll try and see what it is that we can do about bringing our channel.
But we'll see you next Thursday for sure.
We'll see you guys there. Have a great night, guys.